Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. Hi, and welcome back to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and release weight while enjoying the foods they love. And I am your host, Rashondy Yates. Today I have a bite-sized transformation episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Where else in your life is there no middle ground? That's the title of today's episode, and it really came from a realization in my own life. And I mentioned it very briefly in a recent episode that I did interviewing a past student, Katie, of mine. By the way, if you haven't checked that out yet, definitely go check that out. And so where else in your life is there no middle ground? You know, there's no middle ground is something that I hear from the majority of women that I work with. And I 100,000% understand this experience of, you know what? I feel like it's all or nothing. I feel like it's always black and white. Either I'm doing super well, you know, whatever that looks like for you. It could be tracking every single bite. It could be, you know, eating healthy meals all day, every day. You know, whatever that looks like for you as what you define as doing well, you know, so I'm either doing well or I'm just completely out of control and binging on everything in sight, you know. And this is something that I dealt with for so many years. And recently I have discovered the same thing with money. So my relationship with money is something that I'm currently working on right now in my life. And you already know, you know, I am so transparent on this podcast. I've shared so much with you. And so this is something that I just felt really led to share because, you know, I think for one thing, it can really help for everyone to see that everyone is growing in some way and everybody's learning lessons in some way. And so right now, one of the things that I'm really getting awareness around is how, you know, the all or nothing pattern has shown up with money. And it made me, you know, just have more awareness open up around this principle that we've talked about before, that the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And when you start to really apply that to your life, you'll start to see that, you know, the patterns of your life, they show up in multiple arenas. So, you know, the patterns that are showing up for you around food are probably showing up in other places in your life. So what do I mean by that? For example, it could be work. You know, some people feel like they have no balance with their work. So either they're on or they're off and there's no in between. And, you know, I also want to point out that it's not about right or wrong, right? Some people, okay, my brother, for example, he has described himself as either he's on or he's off, but it works for him. You know, he doesn't feel any sense of need for balance. Balance is not a word that I've ever heard him mention because balance is not an issue for him, but it might be an issue for you. If you have found yourself craving balance, then I invite you to ask yourself, where else in your life are you craving balance? And this is all about just gaining awareness, because the more awareness we have, the more empowered we are to choose for ourselves. So back to the money thing. So for me, you know, it was either hoarding my money and just like saying, oh, you know, I want to count all my pennies and nickels and make sure that, you know, I don't spend that much, and really micromanaging every dime, and, you know, oh, I can't spend. Or just really, you know, going crazy and splurging on everything, giving people money just to give it away, giving to charities, you know, everything under the sun, and doing that all at once until I found myself in a money struggle. So, you know, it was really this all or nothing, but about money. And so, and this is something that, this is a path that I'm walking right now today, of gaining this awareness and really asking myself, okay, what does this look like in my relationship with money? What does balance look like in my relationship with money? And so, yeah, I invite you to look at that for yourself in terms of, you know, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. Ask yourself, where else in your life are you, you know, out of balance? Where else in your life do you see all or nothing? And where else in your life do you feel like, you know, it's black or white? And I guarantee you there will be some wisdom in there for you. All right. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's again, another bite-sized transformation. So I, you know, it was an inspired moment. So I know that there's some background noise and things like that. So thanks for hanging out with me for these few minutes, and I will catch you on another episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I'd really appreciate it if you took a moment out of your day to leave a review on iTunes. It really helps us to reach more people. And of course, you can always get more tips and tools and strategies to break free from binge eating by following me at Rashonda Yates on Facebook and Instagram. And while you're there, shoot me a DM. I love hearing from you. All right. Thanks so much for listening, and I will catch you on another episode of the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.